Good morning. Good morning.
It's more good midday.
I know. I just didn't think that flowed as well. It's the Brunch Time Podcast, though. What's going on?
Hey, it's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. And, you know, I kind of want to make this like a multi-part conversation.
Okay.
Because a lot of the things that have been in my mind lately or been part of my day is house hunting.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because you're going to be getting kicked out pretty soon.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to be homeless in about 25 days, so that's going to be good. I may be a 32-year-old living in his parents' basement.
I was going to say, I've got a nice air mattress if you need it, at least.
My mom has already offered her basement,
okay.
so that's an option. not sure if I'll go through with that or not. But anyways, and this is one thing that I've always done when I've lived anywhere. I don't talk to my neighbors.
You just ignore them?
No, they don't talk to me. I don't talk to them. I'm not going to initiate the conversation.
So you never do like a, hey, Nabes.
I do a wave, and I don't call them Nabes because you're the only person that I've ever known that has called someone Nabes. I'm like, what are you calling them? My Nabes. just call them my neighbor.
You know what? That actually just came about with my current neighbors, and I was like, I don't know. I just felt like abbreviating it, so hope you guys are cool with that.
Yeah, you seem to abbreviate a lot of words that really, when your abbreviation is about as long as the actual word itself.
Yeah, they're technically not.
So it doesn't save any time.
They're not abbreviatable, but I make them so.
Anyways,
new word of the day.
Yeah. So don't make it a habit for anybody else listening to the podcast to call your neighbor Nabes.
Try it.
Because then they will definitely not talk to you.
It feels good.
but when it comes to your neighbors, how important is having a good neighbor in your opinion?
Oh, to me, it's very important, actually, because thinking about the last, well, especially if you're living in an apartment building, because if you're below anybody or above anybody, you want to have a decent relationship with them because, you know, if someone's being super noisy in some way, you want to just be like, hey, just want to ask, can you, you know, keep it down? Or vice versa, if they want to say that to you or whatever.
See, I just stomp on the, especially if I'm above them, I just stomp on the floor.
Oh, I love living on the third floor right now, like at the top, because, you know, you don't have to deal with any
right.
of the noise coming from anybody below. But I have lived in an apartment before where I was like somewhere in the middle, and my upstairs neighbors, they would drive me crazy because they would make all of the noise possible, like stomping around. But then if I decided one day just to like play my guitar in the middle of the day at an appropriate time, they would try to complain to my landlord. And he even said, he was like, they just pretty much complain about everything. So like, it's not just you, it's the other neighbors too. But I'm just like, hey man, like I don't complain about you. Why do you have to say something? And if you have a problem, just come down and talk to me.
Right.
So I like to have a decent relationship with my neighbors. And I actually have made friends with two of my neighbors that are in my hallway now. And it's cool because I started to relate to them because both of them have pets, like two dogs and everything. So that's, you know, you walk your dog, you start to meet people, blah, 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 blah. So I really like to have some kind of a relationship with my neighbor, because in the event that you ever need something, it's always nice to have someone there and be like, hey, can you help me out with this?
But my neighbor, you've met my neighbor when we went and did the swimming thing.
Yeah. And you guys seem okay, right?
Those are the only conversations I have. That was one of the longest conversations I had with
seriously?
That neighbor.
You guys actually seemed like you had bonded before in the past.
We had had conversations before, but we always just run into each other at places. Not actually, like every once in a while, like, you know, one time she was shoveling her driveway in the snow and I went over and helped her out and all that. But there was like little conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. She has a dog, but her dog is a German Shepherd.
Oh.
And obviously Plinko is
that's a big difference.
A tiny baby. So they don't get along. They don't like each other.
Yeah.
So I keep my distance that way, but I kind of do that neighbor wave.
Like
they just put your hand up in the air kind of thing.
Yep.
I do that.
Okay.
But we don't like have cookouts or anything like that. Like, and she even mentioned one time, like, oh, I saw that it was your birthday. And I was like, oh yeah, we had a cookout. And she's like, we almost came over. And I'm like, I mean, you could have if you wanted to, but They don't offer that. They don't do the, I mean, I sometimes will Jocelyn and I will put together a care package for a new neighbor that we may have.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like the only conversations we have. We don't have a regular everyday, hey, how you doing? How are the kids kind of thing.
I got to say, for someone who talks for a living, you're very antisocial when it comes to your house. You don't want to talk to the people around you.
Because it's what I do for a living.
No, and I understand
I don't want people to know that I talk on the radio, except for I do pull up in the driveway with the radio station van. So that, you know.
They kind of figure it out.
Yeah, the secret's out. But, you know, I don't, yeah, most of my, if I'm one of those people that if you don't initiate the conversation with me, I'm not going to make the effort to, initiate the conversation with you unless I want to get to know you. But honestly, I don't want to disrupt your day because I do talk a lot and I have that problem where I may talk to them so much and then they get to a point where they're like, yeah, we're moving. We don't want to deal with that guy.
See, I don't know. I've always just been like, I just like to get to know my neighbors a little bit, even if it's just, you know, you pass by each other, like, hey, how are you doing? And again, especially living in apartment buildings, you're going to pass people all the time because everybody's coming in around the same times from like work and all that jazz or walking their dogs. But I really enjoy it. And I've met some really cool people over the years. And
see, I only want to get to know them if they want to get to know me.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't want their private life's disrupted, then I'm fine with that. I'll stay on my side of the yard, you stay on yours.
Well, yeah, I mean, and if that's the case, then you're like, all right, it is what it is. But like my last neighbor, when I was for my last apartment in Chicago, it was this couple, they had two kids, and I really miss this so much, but I had a little back patio that I could walk out into, like a little deck. So our deck was clearly connected.
Sure.
So you're gonna see each other constantly. So,
right.
You know, we ended up just bonding and talking, and they were just such cool people. It's just nice when you do get to know them a little bit, because then, you know, if there was a package at the door and they didn't want it to just stay in the front, they're like, oh, hey, I brought your package up for you. And I've done that before with my current neighbors, just because I saw something in, like, we have to go to the office when a package is delivered, just
sure.
So they're not leaving
sure.
Right outside the door. So like I was picking up my package and then I saw one of theirs and I'm just like, I'm just going to grab it because, you know, it takes away their walk and I'm already here. Why not?
I wouldn't do that. I would kick it. I would throw it in the trash.
No, I don't know. I like to help out my neighbors, and it's nice if they do the same for you. If someone's not willing to do that, then I'll just kind of leave them alone. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a really social person in and out. But at the same time, I agree with the whole talking for a living. By the time I reach the end of the day, I'm just like, I've been talking all day and I don't talk anymore.
I am a bit antisocial. I don't like people bothering me when I am at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that also could happen. If I get too friendly with my neighbors,
mm-hmm.
they're just going to show up all the time.
You're like, we don't want to set that up now.
Because I have a fenced in yard. I have neighbors that will like, you know, walk around and we have conversations. But you know what's in between us? The fence.
But you got
the fence in between them.
You got one of those fences that
it's chain link.
It is, so it's not one that's completely like wooden. Where
it's not like it's not like Wilson where he's just peering over the top like in Home Improvement.
See, and they still talk. Because I was gonna say, if you have that fence, I feel like that's a good excuse to be like, oh, I can't see you, so we're not.
Yeah, we still have good conversations, but they don't invite me over for a cookout. I don't invite them over for a cookout, and I'm okay with it.
Do you ever feel like it's awkward though, if like you're having a big party and they're outside and they're like, "Hey neighbor," and you're like, "What up?" Back to
no,
my cookout.
Because nobody around there does block parties or invites anybody over. We kind of all just keep to our properties and our squares, I guess.
I feel like that's how neighborhoods go. It's either a very social block or not at all, you know?
Well, because I don't think I want that. I don't think I want the super social block because I don't want somebody to also feel left out.
Totally.
Because there will be that one neighbor that will be like, so you guys had a big block party over the weekend. That's cool.
Where was my
seems
advice?
That you always seem to pick the weekend I'm out of town in order to have these parties.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened again, but
so. But with that and with this conversation, I do want to add to it by talking about having good neighbors. According to a new survey, apparently people, whether they be renters or buying, are willing to spend $225 a month if they could pick their neighbors. Homeowners actually said that they would pay an extra $125 a month to make sure they had the right neighbors.
That's interesting.
It is.
I mean, but it does make sense. Again, there's scenarios for sure that, like this weekend, I'm going to be going out of town. And I feel like I shouldn't reveal that, but I'm going to be going out of town. And
so if you want her address, please email Johnny at 983thecoast.com.
It's
totally
okay.
Kidding.
Someone's going to be watching over my place. But yeah, my neighbor, I actually asked him because I just got a kitten recently. And I just gave him a key. I'm like, can you check on the kitten all throughout the weekend? And he's like, yeah, no problem. So situations like that, when you need to
really check on a cat? I mean, you pretty much just have food and water in a litter box,
well,
right?
Well, you could pile the food up for sure, but,
get one of those automatic feeder things.
But she's just a little baby still, so I want to make sure, first of all, she doesn't knock everything down in my apartment, which, by the way,
she has been.
But also, just to make sure she's good to go, since, you know, this is only my first week with her. I want to make sure she's good. But yeah. Situations like that, it's nice to know that you have someone nearby that you trust. And also with neighbors, I know we've talked about this in the past, like pirate thieves, like the
package porch pirates.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like pirate thieves.
Pirate thieves, yeah.
The
ones that are so bad that they actually steal the pirates.
You get what I'm saying there. Uh-huh. But you know, you want to know that, like, if someone did take something from you, it's not going to be your neighbor. You want to know that you can trust that neighbor, or that they can kind of keep an eye out for you too if they see anything weird going around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is important, I think. But you know, I'm okay with it.
A neighbor hater. Well, not a hater.
I actually will have friends that don't even live in my neighborhood go check on my house if I am going to be out of town for a long time.
See? Wouldn't that be better if you just like...
No, because okay. Then they know where my stuff is, and then they're going to, again, show up to my house, know where I hide my key.
You got
to
build
then...
that trust, though.
No, they're if I let them borrow my key, they're going to go make a copy, then they're going to break into my house, they're going to steal all my stuff, they're going to borrow my lawnmower... All that stuff. I don't want that.
Okay.
I want that. I want, again, I want that barrier.
I understand.
In between everything.
You do,
so.
You, man.
It's worked out for me all these years. It's going to keep on working out for me, and I'm okay with it. So that's the Brunch Time Podcast for today. We'll probably talk more about neighbors and house buying and all that stuff, because that's pretty much all I've been doing the past few days.
Which, good luck, by the way. I hope you find something soon.
Hopefully I'm not living on the streets.
If you see Johnny, give him some food. Give
him
a little money.
I mean, be asking for a change or a place to live later on this month. But the Brunch Time Podcast is all brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. Maybe they'll let me move in.
That's what I was going to say. You might as well just ask them.
That's a good idea. Another Brunch Time Podcast coming up tomorrow.